Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Gang Leader for a Day, a Rogue Sociologist Takes to the Streets, author Sudhir Venkatesh offers an enthralling, eye-opening account of his time embedded within one of Chicago's most notorious gangs. Initially embarking on a naive and academic quest to understand urban poverty, Venkatesh forms an unlikely friendship with a gang leader named JT, gaining unprecedented access to the inner workings of the gang and the community it inhabits. This narrative is not just about gangs and crime, but deeply explores themes of poverty, race, and the complexities of urban life. Venkatesh's narrative, rooted in his first-hand experiences, challenges conventional wisdom about gang life, provides a nuanced understanding of how gangs operate within and impact their communities, and prompts readers to reassess their perceptions of marginality and societal structures. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, introduction to the Robert Taylor Homes. The Robert Taylor Homes, serving as the primary setting for Gang Leader for a Day, was one of the most infamous public housing projects in Chicago, embodying the epicenter of various social and economic issues facing the urban poor. Sudhir Venkatesh paints a vivid picture of life inside the project, highlighting its dilapidated conditions, rampant crime, and the complex social dynamics that define its existence. Venkatesh's intimate portrayal demonstrates how these harsh living conditions foster a unique ecosystem where gangs, like the one led by JT, emerge not purely as criminal enterprises, but as intricate social organizations providing security, employment, and a sense of belonging to the residents. This deep dive into the fabric of the Robert Taylor Homes lays the groundwork for understanding the symbiotic relationship between gangs and the community, challenging the reader to think critically about poverty, urban decay, and the societal neglect faced by its residents. Secondly, the gang's role in the community. Venkatesh uncovers the paradoxical nature of gangs within the community, particularly highlighting how JT's gang, while engaging in criminal activities, also takes on roles typically ascribed to government or community organizations. The gang fills a void left by institutional failures, providing protection, mediating disputes, and even offering financial support to the neighborhood's poor. This duality challenges preconceived notions about gang operations, showing them to be deeply entwined with the community's social fabric. Venkatesh's insights into the gang's governance, economic activities, and social services illuminate the complexity of urban poverty and the ways in which criminal and legitimate activities intermingle. The gang, led by JT, becomes a de facto authority, showcasing the failures of social and political structures to support disenfranchised communities. Thirdly, Sudhir Venkatesh's methodology and ethical dilemmas. Venkatesh's immersive research methodology breaks the mold of traditional sociology, positioning him not only as an observer, but also as a participant within the gang's daily operations. This methodological approach raises significant ethical concerns, blurring the lines between research and complicity in criminal activities. Venkatesh grapples with the consequences of his deep involvement, questioning the morality of his research practices and the implications of forming personal bonds with gang members. His reflexive narrative invites readers to ponder the ethical boundaries of sociological research, the responsibilities of a researcher to their subjects, and the potential consequences of crossing professional lines for the sake of groundbreaking insight. Venkatesh's experiences challenge the conventional detached stance of researchers, advocating for a more engaged and empathetic approach to studying marginalized communities. Fourthly, the economic structure of the gang. One of the most enlightening aspects of Venkatesh's account is his detailed analysis of the gang's economic hierarchy and operations. Comparable to a corporation, the gang has its own structure, with JT acting as a CEO overseeing various levels of management and street-level workers. Venkatesh delves into the economics of drug trafficking, the gang's primary revenue source, revealing the intricacies of supply chain management, territorial disputes, and profit distribution within the gang. This economic analysis sheds light on the entrepreneurial skills required to manage such an enterprise, contrasting starkly with the stereotypical portrayal of gangs as purely violent, disorderly groups. Understanding the gang's economic model is pivotal in grasping the appeal of gang life for individuals facing limited opportunities, highlighting broader socioeconomic issues such as unemployment, lack of education, and systemic poverty. Lastly, racial dynamics and police relations. Venkatesh's narrative also delves into the racial dynamics and tense relationships between the gang, the broader African-American community, and law enforcement. The book exposes the systemic racial disparities that contribute to the cycle of poverty and crime, alongside the mistrust and often adversarial relationship between the community and the police. Through his exploration of these interactions, Venkatesh illustrates the complexity of policing in areas grappling with high crime rates and the challenges of implementing effective, fair policing strategies. His observations raise critical questions about discrimination, the criminal justice system, and the feasibility of reforms aimed at improving police-community relations. By highlighting these issues, Venkatesh encourages a conversation about racial injustice, the role of law enforcement in marginalized communities, and the need for comprehensive policy reforms. In conclusion, Gang Leader for a Day is a must-read for anyone seeking to understand the nuances of urban poverty, the dynamics of gang life, and the impacts of systemic inequality. Sudhir Venkatesh's first-hand experiences offer a unique, compelling perspective that challenges traditional views on these topics. This book is particularly valuable for students and professionals in sociology, criminal justice, and urban studies, as well as policymakers and activists looking to address the root causes of urban poverty and crime. Venkatesh's account demonstrates the importance of empathy, understanding, and engagement in addressing complex social issues, making a strong case for more inclusive and community-oriented approaches to social research and policymaking. Ultimately, this book teaches us that the path to meaningful change lies in understanding the lives of those at the margins of society, highlighting the value of unconventional research methods in uncovering these insights. If you would like to support Sudhir Venkatesh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.